Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
For another 10 minutes or so until 9 o'clock. And Peter Greenberg is here, our friend, the CBS Travel editor, the host of Eye on Travel, which you can hear Sunday nights here on this very fine radio station. Good morning. How are you?
And good morning to you.
So Sunday... for the first time since the pandemic began, mm-hmm. we had over 1 million daily air travelers. Obviously a significant milestone, but I would think the now important thing is to keep them flying.
Well, you're right, but it's not as significant as you think. What we're seeing here is sort of pandemic fatigue, people just trying to go anywhere,
right.
And mostly what we call VFR traffic, that's visiting friends and relatives, on trips that are like under 800 miles by air. So it's a relatively good sign, but you've got to put it in context. The actual forward bookings for the fourth quarter through the end of this year and even through the first 3 months of next year are still pretty dismal for the airlines.
Okay, so people will not be flying home to grandma's for Thanksgiving, or, well, not as many, for Thanksgiving or Christmas, correct?
That is correct. Now, we're still doing a lot of 100 to 300-mile, like, one-tank trips by car.
Right.
But remember, when the airline business comes back, it's going to be driven more by leisure travelers than by business travelers. So that 1 million figure may not go up for a while.
Wow.
Different airlines have had different approaches to the pandemic, obviously. I had a friend who had a travel for business and had to fly a couple of different carriers, and the rules were different on both. Why wasn't there, or could you not kind of set one set of rules for all the airlines to follow to try to maximize safety protocols?
Well, you're asking the one question that I've been asking for 6 months now. Uh-huh. Let me give you an example. If you get on a plane today, they tell you to fasten your seatbelt. That's a Department of Transportation and FAA rule. If you refuse to wear your seatbelt, you're not only taken off the plane, you're met by federal marshals because you're in violation of a federal law. The DOT, the United States Department of Transportation, has refused to make mask wearing mandatory. And so, unfortunately, they put the flight attendants in the role of being sky cops with no legal teeth behind them. So each airline has to deal with it separately. And the biggest piece of ammunition in their toolbox really is to be able to say that if you don't do it, we're going to throw you off the plane and then ban you from our flights. And they've done that with about 700 passengers already, but still, it's not where we really need to be.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of video, Peter, of, well, as you say, a couple hundred cases, and not everybody's running their phone and the camera. But you're not supposed to, are you? But anyway, you know, they have to call in authorities sometimes to take somebody off a plane. That does happen. But, yeah, it's basically the stewardess or the cabin attendant who gets to do it.
You're right. And I had a friend of mine who is independently crazy, right? He just doesn't believe in wearing masks, and he called me the other day saying, you can't believe what they did to me. I said, what'd they do to you? Well, they threw me off the plane. I said, now, why did they do that? Because I wouldn't wear a mask. I said, well, duh. He said, and then I couldn't get my next flight connection. I had to pay for a hotel that night. And then when I did fly out, I couldn't even go to the airport I left from, which means I had to take a taxi to get to my car. Yeah. I said, are there lessons to be learned from this? He didn't want to listen to me.
That's interesting. Well, and, you know, and I was also thinking, too, not just the mask initiative, the rulings, the desire to have everybody wear a mask when they're out in public, but also the idea, you know, this whole idea of not using the middle seat. I mean, that doesn't create enough safe space. That's just
You know what? It's a wonderful ornamental opportunity.
Yes, ornamental.
Like Delta and Southwest and Alaska, but let's get the tape measure out. Even if the center seat is blocked, the distance between you and the window seat and the guy in the aisle seat is only 19 inches, maybe 20. That's not 6 feet. And let's face it, it doesn't ignore the 14 inches of separation between you and the guy behind you who just sneezed. So, guys, wear your masks, act responsibly, take that air nozzle above your head and turn it up to high. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've been flying all over the place. It might surprise you to learn that I'm talking to you right now from Istanbul in Turkey.
Oh, my.
Really?
Yes. So I've been on airplanes. I'm leaving in 2 days for Croatia. And you know what? You do it responsibly. You go to the countries that are open to you as long as you behave responsibly and follow the rules, and you'll be okay.
Hey, Peter, you know, you were talking about masks on airplanes, and that's true. But are airlines taking extra precautions, cleaning the planes and all that?
Oh, sure. They've been doing that since day one.
Okay.
Plus, remember, the HEPA filters on board the plane take out more than 99% of the particulates and the bacteria. And perhaps the best piece of news is that the air is brought in every 3 minutes from the outside of the plane at about minus 60 degrees, heated by the engines, then brought into the airplane, recirculated basically just a few times, and purged every 3 minutes.
Right.
You don't have that air circulation at home, let alone in the radio studio you're talking to me from right now.
True. True.
We talk, by the way, with Peter Greenberg, CBS travel editor, live from Istanbul. What time is it in Istanbul, by the way?
It is almost 4 o'clock.
Okay. So you're like 7 hours.
We still got the night to play. Yeah. Okay, you're good.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's a good thing. When the pandemic was in full force, we heard airlines were had ridiculous saving deals to try to induce people to fly.
Right.
Have those deals all gone by the wayside?
They have not. Here's the thing. Airlines used to depend on sophisticated algorithms to project demand and also be able to control pricing. All those algorithms, that playbook has been thrown out the window. There's
right.
nothing to compare it to. So they're just throwing stuff up against the wall. To give you an example, one of my assistants in Los Angeles the other day booked an airfare at the last minute from Los Angeles to Philadelphia for $55.
Oh.
So you know what? It's going to stay that way with the exception perhaps of, you know, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, probably through next March.
In a larger topic, I mean, how are the airlines doing? I know they've been looking for help from bailout money, things like that. Are they still in dire straits?
They are. In fact, let's put it relative terms. We've gotten to the point now where we describe a successful airline by which can lose money longer. We have a situation where back in May, the big three, Delta, United, and American, were losing on average, each, every day, $100 million. That cash burn has been reduced to about $19 million a day for these three airlines, but they're still losing $19 million a day. That is not financially sustainable. And what the Air CARES Act, or what the CARES Act has done, is allowed the airlines to stay in the air flying, you know, at about 40% load factor, which in itself is not financially sustainable. But the reason
right.
why they're doing that is they're all desperate to get these airlines to stay in the air until the second quarter of next year, where they can presumably make money in the summer.
But they have parked a lot of planes.
They parked a lot of planes, many of which are not coming back.
Wow. That's sad, but I mean, you know, it's the world we live in now. I mean, there's nothing that's revenue they're never going to get back, and that's we may forever be changed in how we travel.
Oh, we will, but let's not forget this. Travel for us is part of our cultural DNA. It's not that we want to travel. We need to travel, and what we try to do and what I talk about on your air every week is how we're going to do it, and we will.
Right. And that show can be heard every Sunday night here on WTIC. It's called Eye on Travel, hosted by Peter Greenberg,
mm-hmm.
the CBS travel editor. Peter, stay safe in Istanbul.
Peter.
Good luck on your travels, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys.
All right.
Stay out of prison.
Yeah, that's nice.
I saw Midnight Express.
Ray,
I know
he's
happening.
Not me and you, Ray. I don't think we have to worry about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.